Blog Talk Radio.
Call is now being recorded.
Welcome back to the broadcast. We've got Robert Landau with us today. Robert, how are you?
I'm doing great.
He's a great author. He's a superb photographer, grand historian of an important era in the annals of rock and roll in our culture. And let's talk a little bit about your work here. How did you get started doing the photography thing?
Well, I grew up in, from Los Angeles. I grew up about a block from the Sunset Strip in the late 60s, and I was getting into photography, and I'd wander down to the Strip, and there would be the Beatles, 30 feet high, walking across Abbey Road on a giant painted billboard near my home. So I was into the music, so I just started photographing these billboards, mostly to show my friends, because I realized these billboards back then were hand-painted. This is in the pre-digital days. And they'd be up for about a month, and then they'd just paint them over with a new message. So I just started documenting them because I thought it'd be a cool thing to show my friends.
We've got Robert Landau joining us today. Rock and Roll Billboards at the Sunset Strip is the latest book. And it's published by Angel City Press. It is an amazing, amazing book. Tell us about the cover for this incredible read.
Well, the cover, it's actually the very first one I took. It's in 1969. It's for the Beatles' Abbey Road album, and it depicts the four Beatles walking across Abbey Road, but the difference from the album cover to the billboard is that their heads extend off the top of the billboard. They were, cut out in wood and painted, and very realistic. If you look at the image, you'll see it looks like a photograph, but these are hand-painted heads. And at the time, there were rumors going around that Paul McCartney was dead, and there were false rumors, but the record company realized that it was fanning publicity, so they didn't do anything to prevent the rumors from going. And then at the height of that period, a couple of kids climbed up on top of the billboard and took a saw and cut Paul's head off as a souvenir. And so there's an image of that in the book, too. It shows the cover shows them with Paul's head, and inside you see the same billboard minus Paul's head. And what happened was the billboard company called Capitol Records and said, hey, Paul's head's missing. Do you want us to replace it? And they sent somebody out to look at it, and they said, no, just leave it like that. So now my book comes out, and it's like 40 years later, and I thought, wouldn't it be fun to try to find out what happened to Paul's head all these years? So I offered, through my Facebook page, I offered a free signed copy to anyone who could tell me what happened to Paul's head, thinking that I wouldn't hear anything. And the very next day, I get an email from the guy who took it when he was 16. He's in his 60s now, and he's got Paul's head hanging in the living room of his home out in the San Fernando Valley. And thanks to him, a little piece of the history got saved because everything else was painted over.
Rock and Roll Billboards of the Sunset Strip, Robert Landau joins us today. Published by Angel City Press, he joins us this week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And Robert, the Sunset Strip circa 1967, Buffalo Springfield Culver Ride, there's something happening here where it isn't exactly clear. Amazing, amazing book here. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, two things. I mean, one, I thought it's actually a pretty important part of rock and roll history, and I thought very few people saw it. It was kind of an ego thing. The record companies were spending a lot of money and putting a lot of creativity into these billboards that went up for a month, and then they just vanished. And, people in L.A. didn't see them, but people around the world never saw them. And I thought they were really fascinating. I thought it was kind of a unique art form, unique to that period of time and to all that classic rock, because there was so much creativity going into the album covers, and that was getting translated into these 14-by-48-foot hand-painted billboards on the Strip. But not only that, not only the historical aspect, it was kind of a personal thing to me, too, because it was really kind of my childhood growing up around the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles in those years.
Robert Landau joins us today. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, Rock and Roll Billboards of the Sunset Strip. It is an amazing, amazing read. This is just amazing. It's right there on the Strip. It defines the era. A few independent minds in the music industry posted that giant temporary monuments that set it all. Billboards, think of the lot. Hand-painted homages to rock. Doors led the way. It seemed the billboards would chronicle rock forever. Now, the Rock and Roll Billboards of the Sunset Strip, you're an author, you're a photographer, You're showcasing just amazing signs of the time, a time when rock was most important and music. It was just amazing. Youth, politics, art burns in the turn, counterculture and mainstream culture. Now, where are your buttons for us, there, Robert?
I'm sorry, I lost you for a second.
Summarize your book in just a few sentences for us, Robert.
Oh, certainly, yes. Well, you know, the book it captures a period of time when rock and roll was really driving the culture, when everybody there were the Beatles, there were the Doors, there were the Rolling Stones, and it was all captured very briefly on the Sunset Strip in a period that started around 1967. The Doors are considered the first band to have a rock and roll billboard for their debut album. And it lasted through the late 60s, through the 70s. And by the time the 80s came around and MTV was happening, the period ended. So it's about a 15-year period of time in which these billboards defined the culture and defined what was happening in the world of music.
Rock and roll billboards and Sunset Strip. Robert Landau joins us today here on Bill and Grove. Enjoy. What is the overall theme of your book?
Well, I mean, you know, the it's almost the same, you know, as what I just said. The overall theme is this period of time in which rock and roll was driving the culture, and the billboards were defining the art and the imagery of a whole generation of baby boomers that was coming of age at the same time. And, I think this book kind of captures that, the essence of that, the art of it. And also the Sunset Strip is kind of an iconic place in Los Angeles. Before the rock and roll period, there was a whole other period with Sinatra and Sammy Davis and that group that kind of defined what was going on in L.A. and the music scene and what was sort of hip. But by the late 60s, the new generation had taken over. The baby boomers were kind of congregating on the Strip. There were four or five important nightclubs there, Whiskey, Go-Go, Gazzari's, a couple of very iconic record stores, Tower Records. And the music scene was driving the whole culture. And like when a new Beatle album came out, it sort of took over everything. And the same with the Rolling Stones and the Who and a lot of those groups, Led Zeppelin. And not only were they, playing in the clubs on the Strip, a lot of them were staying in hotels there. And so the Strip was kind of the center of the whole scene. And so that's probably why these hand-painted billboards were erected there on the Strip.
Robert Landau joins us today. He was born and raised in Los Angeles, spent the better part of his life documenting various aspects of his native city. He's got an amazing book with us today, Rock and Roll Billboards. Why do you think that this book will appeal to the readers?
Well, that's a good question. I think it will appeal to, first of all, anyone who grew up in that period, and anyone who loves classic rock, they'll identify. The effects will take them right back to that time when they see some of this artwork. But I think it also there's an appeal to a younger group of people. I've got a young nephew who's in a rock band, but he's still into the classic rock albums. He still digs that music. I think we grew up with these people. I think they're in a way that music, when you put an LP on your stereo and listen to a song, it created this very personal bond to you with this music and that group. And I think the artwork, I mean, for a while the album covers were so important because you really didn't get that much information about these bands. You could read a little bit in Rolling Stone or some of the papers, but the album covers were a direct link to those groups, and it created this direct bond with the viewers and the people who grew up with them. So I think everybody has kind of a place in their heart for this music and the artwork that defined it.
Rock and Roll Billboards of the Sunset Strip by Landau today. Robert Landau is an amazing, amazing author. We're going to talk about some of his other books here in just a few moments. Who do you envision to be the potential readers for this book? Because it's amazing. Rock and Roll Billboards of the Sunset Strip. Tell us about it.
Well, I think, I think it really, the first group it'll appeal to is people like myself who grew up buying these records, listening to this music, to all the sort of baby boomers who are out there now. But I really think there's a cross-generational appeal. And I'm finding out that people all over the world, this was a time when, the Beatles, they transcended countries and boundaries. they were popular everywhere. So I've got people in France and Turkey and Italy who are telling me that they relate to this book too. And it's fun because it's something they haven't seen. It's not something that's been out there. Very few people, very few images exist of these billboards. I was lucky enough to be right there, sort of coming of age with a camera and capture all this. But there are very few records of this whole period. So it's kind of a unique thing that reflects a whole era of rock and roll that a lot of people can relate to.
Robert Landau with us today. He was born and raised in Los Angeles, spent the better part of his life documenting various cities, beginning with the Sunset Strip billboards in the 70s. Landau has compiled a vast archive of images depicting the unique characteristics of L.A.'s urban landscape and reflecting the city's offbeat culture. Rock and Roll Billboards of Sunset Strip marks Landau's fifth book. We're going to talk about his other books here in just a few moments. What makes your book different than other books like it that are sort of out there that have photography included?
Well, there are a couple things. Aside from capturing this kind of artistic music scene that was going on, it also presents a view of Los Angeles, and that's something that I've gone on to do in some of my other work that kind of led to it, was looking at L.A. as a very unique city. And I know, it gets a lot of bad press, and people think all there is out here is movies because that's what you see in the thing. But it's actually a really interesting city. It's got a lot going on visually for a photographer. It's not necessarily beautiful. It's kind of got its own kind of funky characteristics. But I think there's a lot very unique aspects to the way L.A. looks, and I think that's certainly compared to East Coast cities, it's kind of a wide open space city. It was kind of built around automobiles, so there's a lot of long streets with low buildings, and it's the kind of city where billboards are there can really speak to people because you're in your car driving. In fact, they're really designed to be viewed in your car by people driving by. So it's kind of an L.A. art form. I know there are other parts of the country too, and I know billboards get a bad rap because not all of them. There's not always places where they do belong, but they certainly belong in the Sunset Strip in the same way that signage defines places like in New York and in London, Piccadilly Circus, some of those places where the signage is actually part of the culture and part of the excitement of that area. So I think that's a unique aspect of it, too.
Robert Landau with us today, Rock and Roll Billboards of the Sunset Strip this week here. I'm Bill. Grow and enjoy. And talking with Robert about this incredible book, what's the message you'd like the readers to get from this book?
Well, I mean, one of the aspects that I sort of touched on briefly was that, this artwork, these hand-painted billboards were so ephemeral. In the sense that they'd be up for a month and then they're gone and they're, never to return. So just, I guess one of the messages to kind of look around at your landscape and your city. I think as a photographer, that's what I do. Try to see things that are unique and characteristic and capture the sense of the time and the place. And I think that's really the key thing, is that as a photographer, I'm looking at visually the things that I think are iconic and really capture a sense of place and time that is vanishing as we speak.
Robert Landau with us today. Rock and Roll Billboards of the Sunset Strip is the latest read. It's an incredible, incredible book. It's got a ton of great photographs just like crazy of these billboards. What's next for you as an author, and how can fans reach out to you?
Well, people can reach me through my email address. I've got a website. The email address is rlandau@ix.netcom.com. I know it's a long one, but you can find me. And if you Google, Robert Landau Rock and Roll Billboards, you'll get you'll see I have a Facebook page out there and a couple of websites. So I'm out there in inner space. I'm learning all that technology and trying to keep up with everything. But I'm basically an old school guy. You'll see when you open the book, the first thing you see is a big spread of all the old slides that I shot, all the Kodachrome slides. Back then, there were no digital cameras, so I shot everything on film. And my friend Franz Evenwies, who designed the book, laid out this incredible spread inside the cover where you see the actual 35-millimeter Kodachrome slides that show you what the pictures look like before they get blown up. So you know, trying to bridge that old school and new school technology here.
Amazing stuff. Robert Landau with us today, Rock and Roll Billboards of the Sunset Strip. What's been some of the best reviews you've gotten on the book so far?
Well, the granddaddy for all authors is to get reviewed in the New York Times, and I got a very nice review there in the New York Times, and the book was also covered by the Los Angeles Times. It's sort of known on in the West Coast and East Coast, but I really think this book will appeal to the whole country. I really, you know, I have a gut feeling that people see the book or find out about it, they're going to dig it, because it really, I think it'll talk to them in a lot of ways. So I'm hoping to really kind of reach out beyond L.A. and New York and get the book seen in the rest of the country.
We've got Robert Landau with us today, Rock and Roll Billboards of the Sunset Strip. It is an amazing, amazing piece of business. Now, how long did it take you to compile all this and put this together?
Well, you know, I give people two answers to that. I say it took 40 years because I took the first picture about 40 years ago. But once the idea kind of hardened in my head that, you know, this, I had all these pictures stored away in books and once the idea got into my head that this really did deserve to be a book for everyone to share, it took about 2 years of concentrated work to get the book out.
It's an incredible, incredible piece of business, Rock and Roll Billboards of Rock and Roll Billboards are just amazing. This is such a cool book. Robert Landau joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And, of course, you can get more information at buildgrowandenjoy.com. We are available each and every week out of BGE, out of Atlanta, GA. And Robert Landau's with us today talking about Rock and Roll Billboards of the Sunset Strip. Now, how does this book compare with some of your other books like Outrageous L.A. and Hollywood Poolside?
Well, you know, I did want to mention, too, that, of course, since there are so few bookstores left, I think the best place for people to find the book is probably through Amazon, but publisher Angel City Press also has it. But I think that the thread through my books is this interest I have in pop culture, and it probably started back in college. I was originally a sociology major, so I sort of got this idea of looking at, culture in a certain way and trying to see why, you know, why a lot of times you'll go into National Geographic and they'll do a big study on, a culture in China or Africa. And I thought, well, we should really look at our own culture the same way, you know. And I think growing up in L.A., I'm surrounded by a lot of popular culture. So it's always been of interest to me to kind of examine, you know, our own culture and my culture. And I think some of the other books I have done reflect that. Did a book on Airstream trailers, which is kind of a unique aspect of American culture. And that book was just called Airstream. And then I have a book, as you mentioned, called Hollywood Poolside, which is a collection of old photographs, not pictures I took, but photographs that were researched and found of all the celebrities going back to Charlie Chaplin back in the day posing by their swimming pools for these publicity pictures. And, you know, I think that the idea at the time was not only to sell the movies and sell the movie stars, but also to sell the lifestyle of L.A. And these pictures were really intended for celebrity magazines that went out all around the world. So I think, you know, I think it's kind of a similar thing in a way that I'm looking at the culture of L.A. and trying to reflect it in a slightly different way than you usually get it.
Robert Landau joins us today. He was born and raised in Los Angeles. He's got a tremendous book out here called Rock and Roll Billboards of the Sunset Strip. You can get more information on Amazon about the book and pick up his other books, Outrageous L.A. and Hollywood Poolside. This is his fifth book. It is an amazing, amazing book. You got anything else you're working on? Are you working on your sixth one yet there, Robert?
Yeah, actually, I'm just getting started working on another sort of Hollywood-themed book. Again, it's a historical thing, relates to a unique collection of images, and it's kind of focusing around some of the artwork that was done for titles for old movies. It was all sort of the hand lettering, so I guess there's another thread to the theme there.
Well, it's amazing stuff. Robert, thanks for joining us today. Looking forward to getting more updates on your books as we go through. Thanks for being with us and talking to us about Rock and Roll Billboards of the Sunset Strip.
Thanks, man.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Definitely. Have yourself a wonderful day, Robert. We'll talk soon, sir. Thanks, man.
Sure.
Bye now.
Thanks for joining us here on Bill.